WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan woman was killed and 3 others were taken to the hospital following a 2-vehicle crash Saturday during the noon hour on University east of Taro. College Station Police has not released the name of the 63-year-old woman who died after she turned the SUV into the path of an oncoming car. Witnesses say the SUV rolled several times before striking a tree. The victim was not wearing a seatbelt. University was closed about 4 hours for the CSPD investigation. On the final day of filing for next year's elections, there are more Democratic primaries coming to Brazos County. There are 3 seeking the Democratic nomination for Brazos County Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4, Selena Vasquez, Daryl Booker, and Manny Aguilar. Democrats seeking the state representative seat now held by Kyle Cassell are Marianne Arnold of Curtin and Chris Miller of Waco. Democrats seeking the state Senate seat now held by Charles Schwartner are Brian Cronin and Glenn Williams of Austin. Among Republican primaries in Brazos County, a 3rd person is seeking the nomination for district clerk. Margaret Meese joins Crystal Kelly and Gabriel Garcia. And in one other local development, the state representative for Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties has reconsidered running for a 3rd term. Republican Leighton Schubert has decided against re-election because he wants to spend more time with his family. After Schubert withdrew, Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman resigned and the Republican announced his candidacy. One Democrat has filed for the District 13 seat, Cecil Ray Webster Sr. of Carmine. The owner of the Briarcrest Golf Course wants to give it to the city of Bryan.
The city council will take up the offer from Wallace Phillips tomorrow night as part of a plan that includes closing the municipal course by the end of this month. According to a city staff recommendation, Phillips would run the course until a private company is hired. That means eliminating 5 city jobs. The course and 40 parking spaces are the only things Phillips is donating. He would keep an event center, a restaurant, a pro shop, a driving range, tennis courts, and a swimming pool. Staff recommendation also includes leasing 6,000 square feet of space Wallace owns to open a senior center, and a consultant would be hired to turn the municipal course into a super park. This year's city budget projects a $195,000 loss at the current course, which is subsidized with general fund money. The staff recommendation does not state the funding source for creating the senior center and developing the super park. According to the Brazos Central Appraisal District website, the value of the land is nearly $1.3 million. That's less than 1/3 the nearly $5 million value set in a private appraisal cited by the city. Either way, the golf course will be taken off the tax rolls if it becomes city parkland. No public hearing is scheduled as part of tomorrow night's proposal. The offer comes 5 years after Bryan voters soundly defeated selling the municipal golf course and buying Briarcrest and all its facilities for $2 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 38 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. If you have a battery that's giving you trouble, bring it to the experts. We can troubleshoot batteries and everything from cars and trucks to boats, RVs, and farm equipment too. Our guys will perform a free battery check to determine if you really need a battery or if there's another issue that might need attention. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see us at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico will be responsible for today's sunshine and warm weather. We'll be up to about 70 to 75 later this afternoon. Should be partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 40 to 45. Sunny and turning cooler for tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Clear, colder tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. It'll be sunny into Wednesday, the highs Wednesday afternoon about 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie football's back in the news, but not in a good way. Senior defensive tackle Zaycoven Henderson is in hot water following his arrest early Sunday morning. We'll talk more about that. Meanwhile, on a happier note, Aggie men's hoops got back on the win train Saturday.
We started running offense a little bit better. And we didn't turn the ball over during that stretch. I thought we had some unforced turnovers, especially in the first half.
Coach Billy Kennedy talking about the Ags' big run in the second half of a win over Prairie View A&M. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach, as well as sounds from Aggie women's hoops victory over Central Arkansas and the NFL. All that more coming up in sports.
So it's time to, have the little kiddos go sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
Find out, the info. What yep. The kiddo really wants. And sometimes they're little kids who are even smaller than that, okay? Mm-hmm. And so for them, it's just kind of the delight of the big bearded guy in
the photo suit. Op.
Yeah, unless it scares the kid.
Right, which it does more often than not.
Yeah, which is, not fun. So there's a little boy kind of creeped out while he's sitting on Santa's lap, and he used baby sign language to tell his parents he was not feeling safe.
Yes.
With old Saint Nick.
Baby sign
this.
Language.
Yeah, yep. Well, they had taught him certain words in sign language, and help was one of those words. Mm.
Yes.
And he was giving the sign for help.
And mom said, we taught our baby sign language, and this was the sign for help. And it makes the rounds. The deal is, it's an old picture.
Oh,
see, they don't tell us that, do they?
No.
She shares the photo apparently every year.
Oh.
Puts it out there so that people can see it.
Okay.
Thinks it's really cute.
Yeah.
But,
the kid's probably like 18 now.
She says, yeah. I post it annually on Facebook, and this year my friend writes best-selling books, asked me to tweet it so she could retweet it.
And then it went viral.
That's it.
Yeah, she wasn't purposely trying to fool us here.
Yeah.
22,000 likes and 5,000 retweets. Nice move.
Nice move.
Her son now 13 years
old. Oh, there we go.
So aside from that, it's just fine. Just remember that he was scared once of Santa. Who knows? He may grow up to be like a mall Santa himself.
Ooh, yeah. You never know.
Scaring other children.
Exactly. So we have a little seasonal sounds here this morning. Mm-hmm, since it's,
very nice.
It's the 11th of December.
The 11th.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Police, stop my car.
Okay.
Police, stop my car.
You didn't think that's what it was.
No.
Police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car.
Towed my car?
Stop my car.
Walk a straight line and blow a balloon
yeah.
up.
Yeah, walk the straight line and
make
blow a balloon.
Straight line.
They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas.
They always pull him over.
They're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car.
No open bottles
in my car.
They wanna wish yep. me a sober Christmas.
Sober Christmas, that's not fun.
They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police
roadie
block. Police roadie block.
Roadie block, yeah.
Roadblock, yeah.
Police roadie block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath.
Yeah.
Police roadie block. Police roadie block. Police
roadie
block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath.
There you go.
Just reminds you, don't drink and drive.
No.
Ever.
Or look for donuts. Or make donut jokes. No.
We have a great time together. We got a lot of
info.
Mation.
perfect situation.
This has got to be careful.
We'll be, yeah. We'll be playing your favorite unusual Christmas classics for another week or so.
Oh, yeah.
So you can do that, you know.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting.
American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, now celebrating 9 years in business. Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Come check out our anniversary specials at Tower Point and College Station. Let us clean up your vehicle for the upcoming holidays. You don't want your family to see a dirty car. To thank you, we are slashing our pricing so every car can get dressed up for the holidays. Need an oil change? Get a free car wash. American Lube Centers, our priority is you. Every customer, every vehicle, now 9 years in business.
Let Reedfield Meats and Deli handle your next party. Order a party tray with Reedfield Meats and Cheeses or vegetables and relish trays. A large tray will feed up to 60 hungry guests. Reedfield's has been family owned and operated since 1960, and you can always be sure they will take the time and care to give you the highest quality foods. Stop by for lunch and get a sandwich made from Boar's Head, Butterball, and Hormel Meats and Cheeses. Reedfield's is open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturdays at 2701 South Texas in Bryan.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota. Okay, so here we go. It's December the 11th. It's Monday. It means we've got 14 shopping days.
Yep, get it done.
We will not be here 2 weeks from today. We just won't. Just not going to be here that day.
Don't expect us to be here because we won't be.
International Mountain Dew Day. Oh, no, Mountain Day. No, I'm
Mountain
sorry.
Day. No. Oh, okay.
I put the Mountain Dew there on just top for of the fun. That's that, exactly yeah. right. I don't know why we have to have a Mountain Day. They were here before we got here. They'll be here after we're gone, but nonetheless.
All right.
National Noodle Ring Day.
Noodle Ring.
Yes, this is a day that kids young and old have been impatiently waiting for. Or not.
Have they?
Noodle ring. Is it noodle ring or ring noodle? You know what I'm saying? Because It'd be like SpaghettiOs. Is that right? Is there any other ring noodle that you know of?
Oh, yeah. No, not really.
Yeah. So,
not that I know of.
They do the little alphabet things, I guess, too. But it's just the whole idea to get kids to eat that stuff.
National Noodle Ring Day.
Okay. Why not? All right. Birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We got some good ones.
Okay.
Haley Steinfeld is turning 21. Now, she's an actress and a pretty good singer. I think she's got some other songs, too. I'm sure the Candy 95 folks would know.
Yeah.
Now, she played the Maddie Ross, the new Maddie Ross, on True Grit back in the day.
Okay.
Which wasn't as good as the original.
Of course
not. But, nothing really is.
Yeah.
Ryder Strong is turning 38 today. Plays Sean Hunter on Boy Meets World.
Okay.
And, of course, Girl Meets World. Mos Def is turning 44. Now, he's a pretty good actor in his own right. Of course, he's also a rap artist.
Right.
But pretty good actor. What was that, 14 Blocks or 3 Blocks or something like that? Some movie he did with Bruce Willis where they had to, he was going to testify against some folks.
Yeah, if it's Bruce Willis, it's hit and miss.
True. It was a pretty good movie, though.
Okay.
DJ Yellow turning 50, NWA co-founder.
Yeah.
So there you go. Nikki Six is turning 59, where she helps co-host a rock radio show.
Really?
So a fellow radio DJ in her own right, even though I guess we're really not DJs, are we?
No.
Terry Garr is turning 70 today. Tootsie, Mr. Mom, Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Now, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in 2002.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so she's undergone some health problems, hasn't done any TV movies since 2007. So there you go. Brenda Lee is turning 73 today.
I'm sorry.
Of course, she also has the big hit "Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree,"
I'm sure we'll get to that.
Which is what I probably should have played instead
of
that.
We'll play it.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
John Kerry turning 74. Ex-Secretary of State, also ran for president back in the day.
We call him Lurch.
Kind of a weird-looking dude. David Gates is turning 77. Lead singer of Bread.
Yeah.
Make It With You. It Don't Matter to Me. If Baby, I'ma Want You. And Lost Without Your Love. We don't have any of it pulled up.
That's all right.
I will sing some for you. And Rita Moreno is turning 86 today.
She's an EGOT.
She is.
Yeah.
She is one of 12 people to win all four major entertainment awards, the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and the Tony. Now, she's on the Netflix reboot of One Day at a Time. Oh. She's 86 and still getting it done.
Nice job.
Acting. She plays a grandma on that show. Okay. So
she was
go.
The first EGOT, as a matter of fact.
Was she really?
Wow.
Yep. Had it for a long time. Was the only one. So
interesting.
There. So I'd looked this up because they didn't seem like there were very many birthdays, you know, so we could do half birthdays.
Yeah.
Today. And then this is just one of those weird deals where actually half birthdays there weren't very many.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
But that's okay. It's a former MTV VJ Martha Quinn.
Okay.
She's 58 and a half today. Tim Blake Nelson from Oh Brother Where Art Thou, he'd be 53 and a half.
Okay.
And former Blinn Buccaneer.
Ayo.
Former Blinn Buccaneer Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah. Half birthday.
I guess he's done other stuff too.
Yeah, a couple of things.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Probably.
But anyway, he's
choked in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's what he's
28 and a half. So there you go with him. All right, 621.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Barack Obama sinks to a new low last week after he disgustingly compares President Trump to Adolf Hitler during a Q&A session at the Economic Club of Chicago. Now, we have to tend to this garden of democracy or else things could fall apart quickly. That's what happened in Germany in the 1930s. Which, despite the democracy of the Weimar Republic and centuries of high-level cultural and scientific achievements, well, Adolf Hitler rose to dominate, and 60 million people died. So you've got to pay attention. You got to vote. Really? That's a pretty new low for even Barack Obama. So you want to compare Donald Trump to Hitler? It doesn't get more incendiary and disrespectful than that.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, listen, if you travel for business, I am going to give you the greatest two gifts you'd ever get in the holidays. A free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. That means you can have peace and quiet when you're on a business trip. Also, the gift of the best travel experience you will ever book. And only Upside.com has customer service specialists. Now, they look out for you every step of your business trip. Now, their team is working 24/7 to make sure your flight, your hotel, your rental car all go off without a hitch. They're available on demand, and you really get them by chat, by phone, by email, whenever you need them. All of that plus Upside has the best prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. And now you get your free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones just by booking your first trip. Go to Upside.com/Hannity. You'll never go anywhere else. Upside.com/Hannity. Get your free gift, Bose SoundLink wireless headphones, and those headphones available while supplies last.
Must be first Upside purchase. $600 minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater are now United Ag and Turf, and we're united with you and your land. We know how hard it is to care for your land, and we're here to help you get the John Deere equipment and solutions you need. When it's you, us, and John Deere in the field, you'll notice how much easier it is to work your land. Our year-end clearance event is going on now, so get special pricing before it's too late. Stop by United Ag and Turf today or visit us at unitedagandturf.com.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold. During the year-end closeout, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Available on select 2017 Chevrolet models. See dealer for details.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
624 in Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, happened to turn on the game yesterday, Buffalo and somebody.
Oh, the Colts.
Buffalo.
Indianapolis, yeah.
That was an amazing amount of snow.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. That was more than what we got.
Yeah, you imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
But again, of course, Buffalo, they're used to that.
Yeah, they are.
But even by those standards.
Oh, I saw some pictures of fans with just snow, like, piling on their shoulders and hats and... Just,
it was I don't know when it started because I turned it on right at the end of the game.
It started way, I mean, obviously before the game.
Yeah.
Because they showed the Bills like run out at the beginning.
Okay.
And they usually have like smoke and stuff, and it was like blowing the snow around, and it made it look like they were in a blizzard, basically.
Which is pretty cool.
It was really cool looking, but it looked like everyone was moving in slow motion.
Yeah. Doesn't
that make you just miss upstate New York, Chelsea?
Oh my gosh, I just wanted to jump through the television screen. And go back.
But then you could always come back to where it wasn't too.
Yeah.
Also kind of nice.
Yeah. No, that brought back a lot of memories right there.
Because you know, seeing that, but then you had to know that what happened to the streets while those people were in the football stadium.
Yeah.
Because they had to have gotten all. You know, Buffalo's probably
they're pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good at getting that stuff cleared.
But man, that was a lot of snow.
It was a lot.
So the Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey, had big plans for Saturday to try to break the world record for the biggest snowball fight.
Oh, okay.
They had to cancel it. It snowed.
Oh.
Oh.
See, they were planning to use fake plush snowballs.
Oh.
That way nobody gets hurt. Yeah. Well, snowflakes and snowballs, you see.
Yeah,
we can't do that. We wouldn't want anybody to get hurt
during a snowball fight.
Then there's a lawsuit.
We wouldn't want to use real snow.
No, don't want to do that because, again, they'd follow the money. And they end up at the courthouse steps over this, which is certainly not what they wanted to do. So as a result, using that means that because of the 6 inches of snow, they just became these kind of squishy, mushy thingies that they didn't want kids doing anything with. So no word on whether they're going to reschedule or not. But that's okay. We've had our snowfall for this year.
Yeah.
So we're all right.
Ours was great snowball weather, according to Robert Cessna, who knows his snow.
He knows his snow.
Growing up in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, really. So
he was born a coal miner's daughter.
Okay. 627, let's choose the weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Well, we got Texas Christmas kind of weather. It's pretty nice out there all week long, as a matter of fact. Look for a high today. About 73 degrees with some sunshine. It cools down at night, down to 41 or so. We'll be in the 60s the balance of the week, but says nothing but sunshine going on. And basically, the winds will be out of the west, which we don't get too often. Now, tomorrow, we do have kind of windy conditions up at about 20 miles an hour out of the north. But after that, it pretty well lays down for the rest of the week. So enjoy that. Right now, we have southwesterly winds. We have a humidity of 79%. Fair skies, it's 38 out there.
For Kashinka with your money now. As big companies diversify their workforces and technology transforms the industry, more women are working in mines. Women recruits with science or engineering degrees are proving they are as equipped as men to compete for high-paying mine jobs, and they're making mines perform better with fewer injuries. J.P. Morgan Chase is bringing in a new executive to run one of its hottest products, the Sapphire Reserve Credit Card. The nation's largest bank has hired a Barclays executive to oversee the popular rewards card and other Sapphire cards. The Boston Herald is declaring bankruptcy and has agreed to be sold to Gatehouse Media. The daily newspaper was founded in 1846. The purchase is subject to court approval. The paper expected to continue its day-to-day operations. Crude oil down 25 cents at $57.11 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed higher on Friday. For the week last week, the Dow Industrials added 97. That's your money now.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It is 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tomorrow night's Bryan City Council meeting takes up the proposal of shutting down the municipal golf course at the end of this month.
That's if the council accepts the donation of the Briarcrest Golf Course as part of a larger recommendation by city staff. In addition to what's called a gift of parkland from Briarcrest owner Wallace Phillips, the city would turn over golf operations to Phillips until a private company is hired. That would eliminate 5 city jobs. The staff proposal also calls for the city to lease 6,000 square feet of space from Phillips for a senior center and hiring a consultant to turn the municipal golf course into a super park. Phillips' offer involves only donating the golf course and 40 parking spaces. He would keep his event center, his restaurant, his pro shop, his driving range, tennis courts, and a swimming pool. The value of the donation, according to a private appraisal done in October, is almost $5 million. That's more than 3 times the latest valuation on that land set by the Brazos Central Appraisal District. The donation would take the golf course off the tax rolls. In this year's city budget, the golf course is projected to lose $195,000. General fund money is making up the difference. The proposal does not include how the city will pay for the senior center or developing the super park. Quoting the city staff recommendation, the community's youth are better served, the community's golfers are better served, the community's seniors are better served, the entire community has an opportunity to benefit in some way, and visitors may be more enticed to visit Bryan. 5 years ago, Bryan voters said no to selling the municipal course and buying the entire Briarcrest complex. No public hearing is scheduled as part of tomorrow night's proposal. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight is the deadline to file for next year's county, state, and congressional offices. One local incumbent who filed for re-election has changed his mind. That's State Representative Leighton Schubert of Caldwell, whose district includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties. Schubert says he wants to spend more time with his family. After Schubert withdrew, Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman resigned and the Republican announced his candidacy. One Democrat has filed for the District 13 seat, Cecil Ray Webster Sr. of Carmine. On the final day of filing, 2 of the 3 incumbent members of the state legislature from Brazos County don't have primary opponents, but there are 2 people seeking the Democratic nomination to run against Republican Charles Shortner and Kyle Cassell. The Democrats seeking the District 5 Senate seat are Glenn Williams and Brian Cronin of Austin. The 2 Democrats seeking the District 12 seat are Chris Miller of Waco and Marianne Arnold of Curtin. There are also 3 Democratic candidates for Brazos County Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4, Manny Aguilar, Daryl Booker, and Selena Vasquez. There are 3 Republican candidates for Brazos County District Clerk, Margaret Meese joins Gabriel Garcia and Crystal Kelly. A 2-vehicle crash in College Station Saturday during the noon hour killed 1 driver and caused life-threatening injuries to 3 others. Police report the collision on University east of Taro took place when a westbound SUV making a left turn was struck by an eastbound car. Witnesses reported the impact caused the SUV to roll several times, then strike a tree. The driver of the SUV, a 63-year-old woman from Bryan, was killed. She was not wearing a seatbelt. A passenger in the SUV and the driver and passenger in the eastbound vehicle were taken to local hospitals with what CSPD described were incapacitating injuries. The street was closed for about 4 hours for the investigation. A 20-year-old College Station woman awaiting trial on a drunk driving charge from September of last year was arrested for another DWI early Saturday morning. It's the second time Texas A&M police arrested Amy Catherine Banks. According to the newest arrest report, a UPD officer stopped a car at almost 2 in the morning on University with its high beam headlights on and having no taillights. Banks was also arrested for interfering with public duties. After UPD received a search warrant to get a blood sample, she is accused of not letting hospital nurses do the blood draw. Banks was also charged with resisting arrest when she is accused of being verbally abusive to at least 2 officers and hospital staff and patients. At another hospital early Saturday morning, College Station police report 2 officers and 4 nurses held down a 20-year-old man to do a court-ordered blood draw. Blake Pessel of College Station was arrested for DWI and resisting arrest following a hit-and-run crash on College Avenue. According to the arrest report, Pessel's car was found and stopped about 3 miles away near Crompton Park at Holloman and Siena. an O'Brien woman who was crying while looking for her cat Friday morning after her neighbor let it go outside to play in the snow is now in jail. That's after O'Brien police officer who asked the woman if she was okay also asked for her name and date of birth. According to the arrest report, 48-year-old Sonia Graves Zinn had four warrants on traffic and drug charges. She was also arrested after the officer found a clear vial containing what is believed to be methamphetamine. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It is 43 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health's primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detract.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. The high sitting over the Gulf of Mexico to be responsible for warm weather today. We're 70 to 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. We start to cool off tomorrow. Sunshine, it'll be 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. The outlook for Wednesday, high pressure to the north in control, lots of sunshine. And it's about 60 to 65 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking. Zakovan Henderson was arrested yesterday morning, the senior defensive tackle for Texas A&M. He's played in all 12 at the Aggies games this season, but we'll talk a little bit more about that, what the future might hold for him. But on a brighter side, both the Aggie men and women picked up big wins on the court on Saturday. The guys top Prairie View A&M. Meanwhile, the women top Central Arkansas. And in the victory, Andrea Howard scored 20 points, pulled down 10 rebounds. That ties her with Danielle Gant and Kelsey Bone with her 19th career double-double.
It's an honor because I look up to those two players. They left a legacy here, so it's just, I don't even know. I'm lost for words to know that I tied the record with two awesome athletes.
So we'll talk more about that matchup, that victory for the Aggs, as well as the NFL and even some NBA. All that more coming up in sports.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
I know. Yeah, I knew you were excited.
NBA, that'd be great. So was Henderson projected to be a Sunday player?
Yeah, actually. I think he's got the – he could sign on somewhere. But with that being said, it does not look good for him, at least his immediate future.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate because the football banquet was Saturday night, and he was honored as a senior, and great things were said about him. And then I wake up Sunday morning and have that alert, and just unfortunate.
Guess he had plans to go someplace after the banquet.
After the banquet,
But yeah, I mean, three counts of alleged assault. And
had a weapon involved.
Huh? Yeah, and also tampering with evidence, so that's never a good thing. Yep.
Well, but, you know, in the No Fun League, they've certainly taken people who've done worse than that and let them play. So
that's true.
See how that works out. So speaking of misbehaving, we had the story, I think, last week about Blake Farenthol, who's a congressman from Texas.
Yes.
And his problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an ethics probe was announced on Friday.
Right.
And it says that he will pay back $84,000 in sexual harassment settlement.
Right.
That's that fund thing that we talked about.
Yes.
How we're paying for that.
And so, he said he didn't do anything wrong, but he still doesn't want the taxpayers to have to pay that.
Yeah.
So he's going to take out a loan to pay it back.
All right.
And then they said they were going to look even further into the allegations.
Yeah.
And he said, that's fine. I'm relieved that they're going to do that.
Yep.
So interesting. We'll have to kind of keep an eye on that
one. Well, and then there was another one involving Representative Alcee Hastings, a Democrat of Florida.
Okay.
I mean, if you have one lawmaker announce a resignation, that's a pretty big deal.
Right.
Two resignations would be a headline, and then there's a surprise third. I mean, the pipeline is still going there. It's not as bad as Hollywood.
No, but it's there.
It's still pretty dang bad.
Well, but I think what they're explaining to these members of Congress who have these things out there, best that you go ahead. This is like in athletics when a team goes, a school does, well, we've done wrong, we're going to punish ourselves, because when the authorities finally get around to punishing you, it could be a whole lot worse.
So right.
I guess this is their idea of trying to get ahead of this story. So we'll see. So, of course, tomorrow is the big Senate race in Alabama, so that'll finally be over.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the general feeling is, at least right now, this Roy Moore fella, if you believe the polls, is 4 points up.
Mm-hmm.
And already there are Republicans who were on all the Sunday talk shows yesterday saying, well, if he is seated, we'll immediately launch an ethics probe.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's really interesting because if you got this, first Al Franken said he was going to resign from the Senate pretty soon.
Right.
In the coming weeks.
Yeah,
I think.
Soon-ish, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
and maybe what he's doing is waiting to see if this Roy Moore fella gets elected to the Senate. And he may decide, you know, yes or no based on that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Or he may just forget to retire. I mean, that could happen.
Let it blow over.
Sure,
will forget.
Sure, you get busy, and people may not remember that, so you might just kind of hang out. But the other thing is, you know, what could happen, of course, then what they want to do is maybe have the governor appoint somebody in Minnesota, or the governor could appoint himself or herself. That happens.
Yeah.
Then you got the deal with Roy Moore, and then the Republicans are saying, well, if he's seated, we're going to start the ethics thing. Well, then that may cause him, Roy Moore, to resign after that gets started, and then the governor of Alabama could appoint or be appointed. I mean, there's all sorts of things that could happen. It's kind of like, just because the election's over, we don't know that that's the end result. There's apparently a big push to write in Nick Saban. For United States Senator.
I don't think he would want it.
Yeah, he doesn't really have anything else going
on. Well, and a serious pay cut.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
I'm thinking he probably wouldn't want to do that. So, I mean, they could come up with some other people, but I'm thinking that's probably not going to be one that they would do, because he's got other stuff to do. What? Hello?
Oh my gosh.
Yikes.
Was it?
I guess they didn't like what we were talking about.
You know, that happens sometimes. Yeah. Anyhow, that's fine. So, yeah, and that's really all. I don't want to talk about any more of that. It's, you know, it's too close to the holidays, and just why do you want to talk about those people up there and all that kind of stuff? And so
let's just clean house. Well, let's drain the swamp.
Okay, I like that idea.
Drain the whole thing.
By the way, I don't have the story in front of me, but later on we'll do the story that apparently the president drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I guess him and 12. Mr. Downs have something in common.
Well, I like Diet Coke, but I don't think I can knock back 12 of those in a day. That'd
I mean,
be
he probably is awake for several hours. I don't know how much he sleeps.
That's true.
But, man.
Well, let me see. I think I did have something. There was one report that says he spends 4 hours a day watching cable news.
Okay.
I'll believe that.
Yeah.
Much as he tweets about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least he's knowing what he's tweeting about and what he's mad at.
And I'm guessing, though, that like everybody else, he probably only enjoys watching the ones where the people agree with him.
Yeah.
You know, why do you want to sit around and watch a show you
don't know?
Agree with?
But I could see him watching the ones that don't agree with him, and then that's when he just like sits there on Twitter and blasts them. Yeah. Because he'll retweet Fox and he'll be happy with them, but he really likes to get after the ones who hate on him.
Well, and that's the other thing is, you know, does he have phones all over the White House that he just taps into? And,
oh,
you know,
maybe.
Yeah. He's got this this room, you know, he's got this phone for that and the other one, and he has one, you know, in every drawer. Who knows? But again, he seems to. And then, let's see, I think he said God bless America last week, and they thought his speech was slurred.
Oh, gosh.
And so, you know, here we go. Now, by the way, absolute teetotaler, just so you know, absolute teetotaler. But, you know, nonetheless, he's 70-plus years old. He may have been tired. I don't know.
Yeah.
Heck, I can sound slurred on here.
I mean, yeah.
I know, right?
Morning, you know, so
I know. Sometimes that first newscast of the day
exactly.
is a little
Anyway, he apparently is going to go see the doctor sometime early in 2018 so everybody can tamp all that down.
Oh, yeah.
So that's enough for now. 6:47.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We normally think of the dead of winter as the prime time for pruning. Who, after all, wants to start trimming things when they're right in the middle of hanging holiday lights? Well, surprisingly, there are gardeners among us who can't wait for the last leaf to fall so they can start whacking back on their plants. So to beat those zealous trimmers before they sharpen their shears, I have some true facts of winter pruning. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays. 800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Hopefully we've gotten to you before you've done all of your winter pruning. Most pruning you see is either unneeded or it's done improperly. That's quite a statement for starters, yet it's very accurate. You always want to have a purpose for pruning. Know the best time as well, because not all plants should be pruned during the winter. Make note as well that winter pruning is usually better done late in the winter, not as we head into the lead end of the cold season. Crepe myrtles, as one oft-abused example, should never be topped. That's a barbaric act that actually ruins the plant's shape. You can do damage in just 20 or 30 minutes and could take years to repair. Put another way, never use pruning to control the height of your crepe myrtle. If you have a plant that's growing too tall or too wide for its current surroundings, you have the wrong plant. Take it out, replace it with a smaller crepe myrtle or with something else. But don't ever top crepe myrtles. You can't defend that practice. Peaches and plums require annual pruning. Your goal is to establish a horizontal growth habit, with the trees attaining 8 to 10 feet of height as they spread to 15 or 16 feet wide. That lets the sun reach the ripening fruit for more uniform maturation. It also produces stronger branches that will be better able to support the weight of the crop, and you can harvest more easily. Prune grapes in the winter to remove as much as 80 to 85% of their cane growth annually. You'll find some good information online about how best to do it. Bush roses are pruned late in the winter, just before the new growth begins in the spring. Cut them back by half, pruning just above a bud that faces out away from the center of the rose. If you find that you have rose rosette virus while you're doing that, take the plants out and replace them. Shade trees should be trimmed only as needed to repair damage and to remove unwanted branches. Never top any shade tree at any time. As with those crepe myrtles, topping ruins the plant's natural growth form. Don't do it. Evergreen shrubs can be pruned during the winter, but aim to maintain a natural growth form rather than shearing them into round or square shapes. Now, here are some of the plants that should not be pruned in the winter. Blackberries. Also spring-flowering shrubs and vines. That's quite a long list. I'm Neil Sperry. In our next Plant Talk Texas, we're going to get the garden moving indoors. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:52. Plain Texas Aggie football is back in the news, but not in a good way. Senior defensive tackle Zaycoven Henderson was arrested early Sunday morning after allegedly pointing a rifle at a group of people at Campus Village Apartments and threatening to kill them. When police arrived, they found the rifle in a nearby wooded area. Now, Henderson has been charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, tampering with evidence, and possession of marijuana. The 23-year-old has played in all 12 of the Aggies' games this season, collecting 35 tackles and 2.5 sacks. Now, if you'd like to see the police report, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. On a much brighter side of the gridiron, College Station is moving on following a 49-47 shootout win over Fort Bend Marshall on Saturday. The Cougars advanced to the 5A state semifinals for the second straight year and will face Austin McCallum this coming Saturday at NRG Stadium. Kickoff for that one is set for 7 p.m. Head out to the basketball court, where both the Aggie men and women picked up big wins on Saturday. Robert Williams scored 8 points and pulled down 16 rebounds as the 7th-ranked guys topped Prairie View A&M 73-53. Now, things were a little tight early on until the Aggies went on an 18-0 run in the second half.
And we didn't turn the ball over during that stretch. I thought we had some unforced turnovers, especially in the first half. We had 11 turnovers in the first half, and that's too many. But I thought their quickness and their athleticism, again, gave us some problems.
And that's Coach Billy Kennedy after the win. Now, with the victory, the Maroon and White improved to 8-1 on the year and 4-0 at home. On the women's side of the floor, the 21st-ranked Aggies bested Central Arkansas 72-61. Anrielle Howard scored 20 points and pulled down 10 rebounds, tying her with Danielle Gant and Kelsey Bone for the Texas A&M career record with her 19th double-double.
It's an honor because I look up to those two players. They left a legacy here, so it's just, I don't even know. I'm lost for words to know that I tied the record with two awesome athletes.
Now, with the win, Andreal and the ladies improved to 8-2 on the season. If you'd like to get Coach Blair's take on the weekend, as well as Coach Kennedy's, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight from 6 to 8 right here on WTAW. Texas A&M freshman sprinter Sammy Watson had quite the debut on Saturday, breaking the school record in the women's 1,000 meters at the Reveille Invitational.
Meanwhile, Donovan Brazier highlighted things on the men's side, winning the mile in 3 minutes, 59.3 seconds, becoming the 493rd American to produce a sub-4-minute mile. Congratulations to both. The Dallas Cowboys desperately needed a win yesterday, and they got one, surging past the New York Giants 30-10. Dak Prescott had a big performance, throwing for 332 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Those big plays needed them. I mean, obviously, they were great when they hit. They were fun to watch those guys run and do what they do best. It was a grind. It was a grind early. It was a grind all throughout the game, and we were finally able to get some momentum, get going, and it got good right there in the fourth.
With the win, Dak and the boys improved to 7-6 on the year. Now for the Houston Texans, the postseason is all but out of reach following a 26-16 loss to San Francisco. T.J. Yates threw for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns for Houston after Tom Savage left with a concussion in the second quarter. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien.
You know, I thought T.J. made some really nice plays. You know, we got some couple drives going a little bit, then, you know, holding call. You know, anytime you get behind the chains like that, you're going to struggle. But I thought T.J. did some good things today.
With the loss, the Texans have now dropped 3 straight and fall to 4-9 on the year. Tonight's game will be in Miami, where the 5-7 Dolphins play host to Tom Brady and the 10-2 New England Patriots. Kickoff is at 7:25 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Karl Anthony Towns scored 28 points and pulled down 12 rebounds as the Minnesota Timberwolves edged the Dallas Mavericks yesterday 97-92. Tonight, the Houston Rockets will put their 9-game win streak on the line as they welcome the New Orleans Pelicans to town at 7. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are in the Big Apple, taking on the New York Rangers at 6 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Your shot to win free furniture starts now. The biggest promotion to hit Aggieland is back. Starting December 1st, for 12 days only, visit Ashley Home Store in College Station for your chance to win free furniture if the men's basketball team is one of the last 4 teams standing during the national tournament in March. Bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, and more. Ashley Home Store is the number one furniture and mattress retailer in North America. Visit the College Station store today for your chance to win free furniture. And hurry, this offer ends December 12th.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for complete rules and details.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican State Representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we gather with friends and family for Christmas this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Pepe sent to me 12 taco salads, 11 chips and hot sauce, 10 tamale dinners, 9 nacho grandes, 8 beef burritos, 7 breakfast tacos, 6 fajita wraps, 5 bandito burritos, 4 tortilla soups, 3 cold drinks, 2 queso pies, and a guacamole tostada.
Pepe's Mexican Cafe, an Aggieland tradition for almost 50 years. Make your holidays feliz. Pepe's Mexican Cafe on South College Avenue in Bryan.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. We'll check the weather in just a minute. Don't forget that today is the 11th. Wednesday's the 13th. That's the last day.
That's 2 days from now.
Yeah, bringing in your Christmas angel present. Now, Zach, did you wrap yours yourself? What'd you do?
I haven't wrapped mine yet.
Are you planning to, or are you going to leave that to the folks here?
Oh, no. Whenever I go downstairs, I'll wrap it myself.
Ah,
I'm not going to put that upon everybody, but I'm going to use our paper.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't have any of my own.
Nothing wrong with that. If you haven't done this yet, you can do that. You're going, I don't have time to go buy. Okay, mychristmasangels.com. You can do that. Just go to the website. You can pick out an angel there, or, you know, you can make a donation, and there are people here who'd like to just go shop.
Yep.
And, you know, be glad to do that for
we'll
you.
We'll do it for you.
I was pretty proud how savvy I was at shopping.
Savvy shopping.
Did you shop for a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Okay.
Did you have to elbow anybody out of the way to get to that exact thing that you wanted to get?
No, you know, I went to the mall and got all the clothing knocked out in one trip.
Nice job, Zach.
All right, very good. So if Zach can do it, you can too, right?
Yeah, that should be a bumper sticker.
That's right. So there you go. Hey, as far as the weather's concerned, 73 for a high temperature today, 41 tonight, 61, and probably 60s for the balance of the week. Right now it's 38 out there, and it's 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station.